Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Rappaport's reality, the reality of Rappaport. My name is Michael Rappaport.
And my name is Kibi Rappaport.
This is the reality podcast that the world has been asking for.
Waiting for.
And now you got it. And now you have got it. If you have never listened to the Rappaport's reality, this is a podcast solely inspired by to discuss all things popular culture,
reality television,
reality TV, which if you've been living under a rock, you would not know. But the world does know that I, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, we love reality TV. We love it with a passion. We have loved it. We always love it. We talk about reality TV, talk about popular culture, and we talk about ourselves to a point and within limitations.
Yeah, within reason, because you don't want to know everything.
You don't want to know everything. You don't want to know what just happened on the way to record this.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
We don't need to share that.
No, I mean, it's so negative and dark, but you know what? It's the reality of the Rappaports. Let's stick to positive reality thing. I mean, you know, we'll get there one day.
One day
we're going to get there to what our life's like on the streets with people's opinions about our life. You know what? I will say this. We are well-meaning human beings that care about our people and our lives in the world. And I'll just say that. And a lot of people want to disagree. And they have big fucking mouths. Okay,
Is that your first curse on the podcast?
No. I've cursed before, but
I don't know if you ever said fuck.
No, but you
in
know
in that here, context.
No, but here's the thing about me, babe. You know me since I'm 21 years old. I am so sweet and so loving, but do not come for anybody that I love, because I will rip your fucking throat out.
Then let's leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that.
Because I know people are like, wait, what happened?
Nothing happened. It's not an event. But I don't like it. And I think people should respect each other. I don't care what you think or feel. But if you walk up on somebody on the street talking crazy, you don't know where I come from. All right. And that's it.
Yeah. I don't know karate, but I know crazy. You
that's
better
me.
Ask somebody.
Ask somebody. That's me.
Anyway,
here we are.
Here we are.
Tired because I'm jet lagged. I'm really jet lagged.
You're still jet lagged.
I know.
We came back from Israel. How many days ago? Like four, three?
Four,
not
four.
Even that long. And I guess that's.
But you know what?
I hit the ground running.
I know, because you're different. You're a beast. You're made of something different that I really admire. You got in. You slept. You got on another plane. You went to Tampa.
Shout out to everybody in Tampa.
and then you came back, and now we're going to get on a plane and go to LA, and like we're just doing the damn thing. And I, you know, but I, you know, I'm not cut out for this thing.
Yes, you are.
I am. Okay.
You know, you're
my other personality is just a housewife from.
You're just a chill.
New England.
New England. You're from Venice, babe.
No, I know, but I'm
but
just...
why, you always like, when people go, where are you from? You go, I was born. You don't, do you have any memories of being in, growing up
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I do.
A little bit.
Yeah.
When did you go to, move to Venice?
Marlborough, Massachusetts.
When you were how old?
Well, it happened twice, but yeah, I moved there when I went to junior high.
In
high
Venice?
School.
In really?
Yeah.
Shit. All right. That's neither here nor there. Let's get to it. Let's start with...
Are we starting with...
Well, I want to start with Potomac.
You do, yeah.
And the reason I want to start with Potomac is I know that everybody that watches The Real Housewives and Vanderpump, but they milk it. They milk it hard body on The Real Housewives. When they show, like, for instance, in episode 2 of The Real Housewives of Potomac reunion, episode 2 of the 3-part reunion... We know Daddy G Love, has something to say. And they did a coming up. Daddy G Love is going to say something. Daddy G Love said, I want you guys to know. Some of you guys already
may
know.
May or not know. And then the tears
And then they go to
coming,
commercial. And you're like, oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
And they did that in episode 1.
Yeah, of the reunion. Right.
And then the other day they did it in episode 2 again. And you're like, okay, we're going to find out what Daddy G Money has to say.
But you always know that you're going to have to wait to the last episode.
I'm fine having to wait to the last episode, but I'm a vet. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. We're not new to this. We're true to this. Like,
but I don't get upset by it because I know when I see that, that signal that we're going to have to wait until the last episode. And by the way, whenever that's the case, because we know editing, we know that it's going to be lackluster and it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Yeah, because what is he going to say? That he's been dealing with cancer here? We already kind of insinuated that he's been dealing with cancer. Shout out to G Money. He said he's had something, his organs weren't working.
Yeah.
And
no, he was insinuating that has to do with Mia. Something you don't know about Mia.
I don't know, but I don't like it because I get excited and the skill and the filmmaking and the editing and the way they structure the Real Housewives franchises, people that don't watch it, I know you're like, what are you talking about? I know it's not Apocalypse Now. I know it's not Oppenheimer. I know it's not The Godfather. But as far as TV, keeping it moving, entertaining, cutaways, music, sound editing. When I'm looking at it as a piece and a presentation of television, they're at the top of the top.
Yeah, and they've gotten even better with it. They've gotten even more creative with the, flashbacks.
The storytelling.
And storytelling. By the way, whose house was it when they went back? Was it Potomac when they went back and the house was upside down?
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of fun
shit.
They're flashing.
Yeah,
and it's purple.
It was great.
But the Real Housewives of Potomac were coming to an end, and just when you're like, wait, we were kind of over,
yeah,
we were oversaturated with shows, and then you're like, Potomac's coming, and then boom, we saw that they dropped the trailer for New Jersey.
Yeah, that's great, but we're not done talking about Potomac. Because,
no, I know, I get sad every time a season ends.
I know, but we've got one more episode of the reunion, and we still need to figure out what the.
G Money?
G Money's gonna say, Grandpa G. I mean, I feel so bad for this man.
Because remember when G Money was popping?
Oh,
and he
yeah,
was like Charles Witherspoon.
He was
like, bang, 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 bang.
He was partying and he was inappropriate and everybody thought he was. He went from Mr. Inappropriate to Mr. Ding Dong not working. And now he's just sad, sitting behind his ex wife now, who's got a boyfriend named Ink.
Or is it Mr. Ink?
No, it's Ink. It's just Ink. Not a rapper.
Not a rapper, not a radio personality. No, a rapper, not a rapper, a radio personality.
Right, yes.
I never heard of him, but I'm sure if we investigated Ink or Mr. Ink.
I want to shout out the Grand Dame's haircut, because I think I don't think we said this, but she looks fantastic. Did we talk about how good she looks? Last night I was like, she looks so good. I kind of want to do my hair really, really blonde and cut it short. What do you think?
But yours is curly. Hers is
I can do it straight. Like,
you got to straighten it every day?
Yeah, I don't know. But it just looks so sophisticated for an older, mature woman, you know?
Yeah, but babe, she did it blonde. Like, it's almost like, No, we're not at that point.
We're not?
No, you're not La Grande Dame.
I just feel like Raggedy Ann. I'm just tired of my look. I'm like Lisa Rinna over here with the same look for 47 years.
You were rocking the braids. I love the fucking braids.
No, the braids are just
when you
dirty.
Have the braids on, I like the braids.
You
the
just were you happy to have a wife that just looked like you were cheating. Like you had a, you know what I mean? You just felt like I was a different woman. That's all. I get it. I feel sorry for you because they're dealing with the same bitch forever. And I get it. It was like new, but it was gross. And I liked it. It was
what
convenient.
Is the problem? What is the problem? What do you mean it's
when
gross?
I
don't know.
Out,
I can't.
They were so dirty. Like they, like you get like stuff.
Yeah, but
so,
when you take them out, but when
I was walking around like that. And the
so
first
what?
Time I took it out,
it wasn't
I was
like cockroaches
ew.
Were jumping out of your hair.
I mean, it was like lint and like, I don't know. People, this is such a gross conversation for people who don't have braids, but it's not great. And it's cute for once, but it's played out. And it's like, it's not the style, but you know, Karen, my hairdresser was talking something called keratin tips.
Right.
And maybe I can do something like that where like, I don't know. I just need a haircut right now. I'm just raggedy. I'm also jet laggy. I'm tired. So I'm not feeling very
okay,
attractive.
Well, hop to it, babe. Okay. People come for
but
a show.
I'm going to LA.
People come for a show. They don't want to hear about.
There's no business like show business. Okay, here I go. Okay, nobody wants to hear how tired I am. I want to talk
and
about.
And no one definitely
listen,
no wants to hear about the keratin tips.
And nobody,
no disrespect.
And nobody wants to hear about my dirty braids. So well, I really have to say something about Candace and this whole whitewashing thing. If you watch episode 2 of the reunion, she really goes back and Giselle gets really upset with her, rightfully so, of her accusing the lighter skinned women of this whitewashing
thing.
Which is four of them. There's four of them, by the way. She doesn't accuse it of Ashley, or does she go down on La Grande Dame, which is interesting because it only comes up with the fighting, right? With the people that she doesn't get along with.
That's a good point.
You know, and it's like she jumps to the race thing. And this comes up in the reality shows now with this race thing. And now we're even finding on the black shows what we're going to talk about. Now it's lighter skin to dark skin. Da, 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 da. And I really find that it is polarizing and it just stops people from talking and communicating. And it just puts a brick wall down and then it's over. And it's really hurtful, by the way, because these are just, first of all, we're all women. We're all black women, regardless of what shade. The world sees us all as that. And then Robin and Giselle, they got death threats and it was horrible for them. I really, really felt bad. And I think when Candace sort of apologized, I think she felt sorry. But it's like
but
this,
she cries about everything.
She cries about everything. But anyway, was really disappointed that we're going to go there even on a show.
Because we went there last year in the reunions.
Yeah, we went there and they brought it up again. And I get how Giselle's holding on to it because I would have too. It was a really nasty low blow. And for somebody to use that, I mean, it's one thing it's on Beverly Hills and it's Garcelle, but now we're at Potomac and we're doing that.
And
I'm like,
what it does is it jeopardizes the show going
that's
forward.
That's right.
That's what it does. And like, I know it's supposed to be reality, but like we've said before, when the reality TV shows get too dark, that's when they start
putting them on pause.
They put them on pause. Cast members get changed. Shows get revamped. I mean, The Real Housewives of New York, that's why it got revamped, because of the darkness. And, you know, you got to watch yourself. You got to be responsible to the show and be responsible to yourself. Because if the party gets too dark, you ain't Teresa Giudice, Candace Dillard. You're a good housewife, but Teresa Giudice, she could sustain the darkness because she's the show revolves around her essentially. You got to be careful. And now Candace Dillard's gone.
I know.
Let me ask you a question. What do you make of Juan Dixon and Robin's relationship? Ooh. Juan didn't show up to the reunion.
Yeah.
Juan, look, I liked Juan as a basketball player. I liked him in college. I root for him. He's a basketball player. I root for them because whatever they have, it's their marriage. They have their kids. But what is your instinct about Juan Dixon? Just as a woman about a man, like what is your instinct?
My instinct is that he has old habits die hard if you don't do the work. In other words, whatever he did in the past, I think it's hard not to do it in the present if you don't do it. I'm sure they love each other. These are like, they grew up together. It's hard to separate when you have children. I don't want to see anybody ever, ever, ever get separated or divorced, especially when they have children. And I think they're just used to each other. I mean, it'd be like if you and I stayed together since we were that young age, right? And I think it's hard for them. I think Robin making excuses for the weird things of like the laundromat and the nail salon and paying for the girls' hotel room. I mean, these are wild
things.
Yeah,
that was wild shit.
I mean, if you did like that, I'd chop your knees off. Like, yeah, this would be crazy.
It was a few different things.
And then him cleaning out his phone.
And the laundromat. You're right. And the laundromat.
Like, oh, there's a lot of things.
And the hotel. It was some weird shit. And it was one after another. And then there was allegedly sexually harassment or something as a coach.
It's too much. It's too much writing on the wall. There's too much smoke in the room. You know, it's just too much.
And smile a little, Juan Dixon. He's got that face. He got that dick face. And I like Juan. He got that dick face, though.
I think he gives it all away. I think the times when they were on vacation, he yelled at her. I think on the phone, it sounded like a guilty man yelling. It sounded like a dude that was trying to house his woman, make her like, oh, you care about what these other women think. Like, this is kind of like a man that may be up to no good. Also, you know, when this last episode went towards the season, remember when she called him again, he's like, you're reacting. It's always her fault. Like, these are signs that I'm not a therapist, babe, but like, it just sounds fucking whack if you ask me. And all the ladies on the show know it, by the way, because all of them have been a part of relationships where the men cheat. So this is nothing new to anybody. This is Robin's choice for her life. It's fine. She's doing it. I get why she would do it. It's very scary to change. You know, here's a couple that was not together that stayed together. Okay, they broke up and they weren't together and they still live together. So it's very difficult for these two, obviously, to separate for whatever reason. And that's all I'll say about that.
You are listening to Rappaport's Reality. We will be right back. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
We skipped over a very important part of today. I need my flowers for what we just did for the last 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't need to set it up. I would like you to set up and give me my 2.5 hours worth of flowers.
I won't give you faux flowers. So I came out of therapy and you texted me and said, I'm at the Apple store. Do you want to meet me? Wow. So I met you immediately at the Apple store that was like a couple blocks away from my therapy. And you were getting your phone fixed.
Yes.
And then they said, it's going to take 90 minutes.
Yep.
So I said, do you want to go downtown? I want to go to this sneaker store and get sneakers and we can have lunch. And you were like,
No, I didn't say,
No, you said, okay.
I said, without a beat.
Without a beat, you said, okay. And we went downtown.
And you were shocked.
I was shocked. You went downtown.
The consequences of that were, I love going downtown.
I love the day got night.
The spring, I feel like it's come.
Yep. It was nice out.
But the consequences were
you
no
had
phone
no
for,
phone for 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours, because I knew he said 90 minutes, but going downtown, it's going to wind up being two hours and 15 minutes.
I must say that you do have your Apple Watch on. And
no Instagram on there.
It doesn't matter. You kept looking at it. We had lunch.
I didn't look at it that much.
I got to say.
I was trying to figure it out because I haven't been out without my phone for that long.
We took the train down there. That was nice to be with you on the train. I literally looked at you and said, it's kind of like the 90s, you know, being on
the
train.
And I was just like, I don't know what I've been doing.
I was like, what did we used to do in the 90s?
I didn't have my phone. That shit was like, I was tripping out.
Anyway, I got to say, it wasn't much different being with you without the phone.
Well, you didn't feel like I was more present?
No.
You didn't feel like I was more present?
Absolutely not.
I feel like I was present. I feel like we were talking. I feel like if there's a way to be without my... See, the thing about the phone is like you go, well, I'm putting the phone down. I need the phone away from me in another room. I need the phone like out of my presence. Because if it's on me, it's like scratching my balls. Like I'm going to pick that fucking thing up way or another.
You know what I think, babe? I think unfortunately for you, your phone is such like an appendage. Like it's such a part of you. You are on your phone. Like if I'm away from you, I literally close my eyes to picture like where you are, what you're doing. I don't have to, you're like, I know the position, physical position you are with your body. I can mimic how you look with your phone in your hand. That's your life. So when you're with you, I feel like you're so uncomfortable without your phone. And you're like kind of like an uncomfortable guy anyway. You're like big and you're like always switching positions and stuff. So I think you were adjusting to the fact that you didn't have the phone the whole time you didn't have the phone. So therefore, you couldn't totally be present. By the way,
I got to tell you, I have to differ.
Okay, well, I felt present.
I felt present.
And then there was a little cute baby that was so cute. And as much as we love babies, we're always distracted when there's babies around. You were looking at this baby the whole lunch. And the baby was looking at you. And by the way, that baby was so cute because it must have been how old? What, six months?
8 months.
And it was waving at you. So that was a distraction.
It had nice blue eyes.
So it was good. The train ride was great. I felt like you were present then, but you were so happy. By the way, you took my phone on the way back to the house.
I had to check my Instagram on your phone.
So, I mean, how well did you really do?
Okay. Moving off of my flowers, let's talk about Vanderpump Rules, which... Even though I feel like the water tasting thing was totally unnecessary and Jax Taylor was caught mentioning that he thought it was kind of a scripted kind of thing, and I don't pay attention to anything about reality shows being scripted. I understand there's cameras there. I understand how people act when cameras are around. I choose to believe that nobody's aware of the cameras and don't fuck with my show. Jax Taylor, you just got back on TV.
Wait, Jax was at the water tasting?
Jax wasn't at the water tasting thing, but I think Jax had a screening of Vanderpump Rules and The Valley at his bar, Jax.
Oh.
Shout out to Jax's sports bar. I want nothing but good things for Jax. But he was caught saying something like, it feels scripted or it felt scripted. And I'm like, Jax.
You should talk.
Jax, you just got back.
Yeah, he does it.
Like, chill.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not like, you know, like you're just like, you know, like some improv king. And
yeah,
like not-
no, Jax, we know when you're bullshitting it too. Listen, I not that I disagree with him. I felt like, what could I, you know?
Like a water chasing?
Well, yeah.
Lala, that's the best you have to do?
No, but they have to think of stuff to shoot. Like, I get it. Like, she does drink water every she go. Every scene she's shooting, they go out for drinks. She does order water. Makes kind of sense. It's on brand, but yeah, not want. It didn't really... Wasn't that interesting? But
what was interesting and what has happened and what has transpired, which is really, and we haven't talked about this, is that Katie admitted after being caught because of Brock telling Schwartz, Katie had sex with Max, who was on, I think, season 8 or season 9 of Vanderpump Rules. And Katie revenge fucked Max, who's not just a part of their group. He's one of Schwartz's best friends.
You know what's so wild, too? By the way, I don't know what reunion, maybe this was prior reunions where Andy would point out how everybody cheated. Well, no, this was season 10. Everybody's cheated except for Katie and Ariana. Now we know that's not true.
And that's not cheating because they're not together, but he didn't deserve that.
Oh, right. That's right. They weren't. No.
They're not together.
Wait,
when
what do you mean he didn't deserve? Like, they weren't together.
Yeah, but now he seems to be taking it like nothing. Like, he's just like so like.
Well, that's he does everything like that. I think it really hurt him.
But that's his best. If that's like one of his best friends. Well, essentially, like, you've not only fucked up and pushed a wedge in between your relationship with your ex-husband, ex-wife, him and Katie. Now he also, I don't know how he acts, but that's the end of his relationship with this guy, Max.
Yeah, it's definitely scarred.
Although, it's fucked up.
You know, I think...
Like, as a dude, if you do that shit, like, it's like, if that's your real friend, you're like, I can't fuck with you. Like,
I can't really... Yeah, part of me was thinking, like, when Lisa made the comment of, like, what Max was working with downstairs, down below.
Big Dick Max.
Big Dick Max.
Like, She didn't say that.
She didn't say, but she alluded to the fact that he was gifted. I think she said he had a gift or was gifted. I think maybe Katie heard that and was curious. Dick curious.
But there's,
I you know.
Again, in this world, like but
there's
in
so
LA,
many people she could have
millions
picked.
Of people.
I get it. But I'm saying if you're dick curious and it's in the friend group, by which is so gross because she insisted that he not go inside the friend group. It's all just so incestuous. The whole thing makes sense.
I just
sense.
Think it's mean. It's like mean. It's like, yo, it's mean. Like, even though he fucked, like, it's
she
just
said
like,
it though. She said, you know, he fucked me over so much and.
Yeah, but why would you want to do that to yourself?
I don't know.
Like, it just seems in Los Angeles, there's so many people to mess around with. Like, they're always, like, falling back into
yeah,
one
of... Yeah, we say this about all of them all the time. This is who they're around all the time.
Don't
they're
they know also, anybody besides
yeah,
the 30 people?
Yeah, they're also very famous, and so there's that element.
She ain't that famous. She ain't Jennifer Lawrence.
No, she ain't Jennifer Aniston either. So, I don't know. I don't know, babe. I don't have an answer. It's pretty gross. I wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. But this is good television because I really like how they were in the backyard of their...
Sandoval's house and Ariana's house.
Not Sandoval's house. They were in the back of... In Burbank. In,
whose house was it? Whose house was it?
Hippie's house.
They
were in the back of Hippie's.
James Kennedy's house?
They were in Hippie's backyard, yeah. And they were... talking, and I said to you, I think they're gonna end up being friends.
They should be friends
because the
Katie's
way
they, pissed though.
She's still angry, but I think when she gets over being mad at him and she sees him for what he is, like sometimes when women grow up and they realize who they picked was wrong, like he's never gonna grow up. This is what this guy is. Like,
and he's banged up.
He's banged up. He just is this is what he is.
And then while that was going on, Ariana and Sandoval were getting into a fight.
Oh, man, that was brutal.
And Ariana inevitably went to call the cops. Like, she Karen'd out. And and I know I'm kind of, you know, rough on... Listen, the two of them, I find the both of them to be very unlikable. I find Sandoval to just, like, I feel like this year, like, I'm just like...
Yeah, I agree. They turn for me, too. It's just too... He's
I love
too,
them. I love them.
I don't
say
unlikable,
I love them.
They're unlikable to watch with what they're going through right now because he's such a narcissist. And you know, by the way, he's backed into a corner because when you're that liked, I think you rise to the occasion of defending yourself and it gets over the top.
You mean
and
when you're that hated?
When you're that hated and when she's that angry... Which, by the way, I listen, if you did that to me, I think I would be just like her. And I'm shooting a TV show.
Yes.
I would be like, fuck you, motherfucker.
And it was right on the heels of Scandal.
And by the way,
when
they're
they
shooting,
shot, it was right
it
after.
It was fresh. So we're watching this kind of fresh, and she's shooting. This is her job. She's still there. She's, you know, decided to, because she would have quit. It would have blown the whole wad. So she did the right thing by coming back. But it's painful to sit there.
Yes.
This guy, he really did something horrible.
Yes.
Right under her nose with her friends. And like, it's really bad what he did. So I just can't be mad at her for being that angry. I've been there before. I know how, I just know it. So I think we're going to have to work with her through this.
We're going to have to give her some grace.
We do. We really have to just be patient with her. I get it. I can see where she's like, I will I want to strangle you. And I want to strangle him too, because I think he's a prick. And I think he just is so entitled. He just, it doesn't seem like he gets it. I think he's bullshitting about that he felt a lot. You know what? I really loved Rachel. You know, like, you know, you didn't. Like, you're just full of shit and you're just a me person. But the truth is, again, like these girls who pick these guys, they got to take responsibility. And this is a youthful thing. You picked him. Guess what? He was always like that. You just had on different glasses. Now you take off the glasses, and when you grow and you heal and you look at the fool that you picked, you will see it. And then you can have some grace for him and go like, wow, I just picked this idiot. He was always this idiot. Okay?
It's true.
So I think, you know, we have to be patient with her, because I'd be that pissed too if I had put myself in that position and I was living underneath that. Like, that's crazy what he did. It was not okay. Period. But, you know, and that being said, he almost did murder her dog.
Okay, he almost did murder her dog by accident. Right. Because if you have a dog, or you've ever owned a dog, if you've ever dog sat, them little motherfuckers will get into anything. And I don't remember which one of my dogs, shout out to Stanley, RIP, shout out to Wheezy, RIP, but I believe both of them at one point, I one time, one of the dogs ate all the cash in my wallet.
Oh, and no, like, that was that dog that we got from Mexico.
That dog ate my wallet?
Yeah, remember that? All the cash was all in the backyard.
Motherfucker ate my it was like $1,000 in 20s.
That dog also ate the mechanism to our iron gate. That dog was extra.
That dog was eating like electricity and controls and shit like that. But Wheezy or Stanley, not the Mexico dog that we were dog sitting, Wheezy or Stanley once ate, like, I had like weed candies. So that happened to
Wheezy ate weed before.
And luckily I found him and took him, got his stomach pumped. And what happened with Sandoval and Ariana's dog, what's the name dog? Frankie? Jemmy?
I don't know.
But they're sharing
those are
the house.
Her kids with the kitties.
It's her dog. They got dog, they got a cat. He was there, he put the dog in the bedroom, and the dog ate some leftover food that was in her bedroom along with some chopsticks. Now, I have to say—
No,
I
they were skewers, not chopsticks.
It doesn't matter if they're skewers.
I know. Don't judge. Don't judge a chick for eating in her room.
I don't have a problem with her eating in her room, but why aren't you cleaning up the leftover? Why are you leaving your house?
No, seriously.
With leftovers in your bedroom. No disrespect, and I'm not saying that he shouldn't have, you know, like, Sandoval's not a fuck up, and he almost didn't kill the dog who we don't remember the name of, but, like, why are you, Ariana, a well-to-do, a woman, grown woman, why do you have leftover? This isn't a college dorm.
No, but listen, I'm telling you something that's happening in that house. This is my thing. My observation is these two are living in sheer hell in this time. And they, as we know right now, as of now, she's moved out, whatever. But right now, they had just broken up. That house is a shit show. They've got an assistant. She's cleaning up his socks and his underwear. Ariana's room is a pigsty. It looks like Girl Interrupted in that motherfucker. It is so dirty. I don't know how she can find anything. She's busy. She's going from job to job working. I don't think she knows what's happening in that room. There's probably, you know.
That being said, babe.
I get it. You know, he had to clean up.
Leftovers in your bedroom is.
I know it's gross. It's so gross. We don't know how long the chicken skewers have been in there. It's all a mess. There's kitty litter that's not empty.
Kitty litter. Remember, oh, right. They got a cat, too.
Yeah. He had to clean the kitty litter. Ugh. So, by the way, this new assistant, when the old assistant is going to be her new assistant, is going to end up cleaning after her, too. So that they're going to have to work out.
But she was calling him a dog murderer. And then
yeah, that's not fair.
Like, yo, it happened. The dog got saved. And, you know, I just think that it's not fair to call him a dog almost murderer when you're leaving. You're 40 years old or 37 years old and you got chicken skewers left in your room and you've left the premises.
It's not a fucking dorm. It's not fair and it's not a dorm. She should probably clean up after herself. And maybe not rely on this, the like self-serving loser to watch the dog. She should hire somebody else. But what do you think about the couches when she leaves? She had the person come in. What would you do? What do you think about the couches and the furniture?
If I were Ariana, I would be like, I'm starting anew. Take the stuff you want and move on with your life.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, why you would want to bring the couches, bring the couches, get out of the house.
Who knows what happened on those couches when you weren't there?
New couches. You could probably get free couches.
Totally.
Somebody will give you free couches and move on with your life? Why would you want any remnants except for some tchotchkes and some personal things as start anew? Redecorate,
yeah.
Reformat, regroup. Let him, if you want to spite him, make him deal with all the bullshit.
Yeah, I'd say leave it all to him. She could probably get somebody to trick out her place, like do a thing with like West Elm or one of these companies could probably do her whole house for her for free. Fuck that. I'm saying the F word a lot. You know, I think what happened earlier on the street got me really angry. And I'm saying, I apologize to our listeners for saying the F word a lot because I think I have some anger of what happened earlier. I'm
Also, the day's gotten away from you. We're filming this. There was a ledge, solar eclipse or lunar eclipse.
Ledge.
What is it?
It's an eclipse and it's not a ledge. It's dark outside.
I mean, there's
right
people
happening.
All over New York City. Look, I don't know. I looked with the glass. It wasn't
you
that.
You didn't see anything?
I saw it. It's better to look on somebody's. I want somebody to take pictures on their iPhone and then I can see.
Maybe
it.
National Geographic will
because
do a
what
nice
I saw
spread.
When I looked through that lady's glasses, it wasn't that impressive.
Yeah.
Like
you
it
know,
was
you
nothing.
You know what I was thinking walking when we saw everybody standing there? I said, wow, we're really, as human beings, we don't have much to look forward to when everybody's standing up looking at. Looking up at this,
thousands of people on the street, New York,
know,
looking at the sun.
It's not going to happen again for in our lifetime.
What do you mean? It happened a few years ago. Trump looked into the sun. Didn't he? Wasn't it the same thing? Wasn't that what he did?
I think so.
Yeah, it happened every 4 years, 5 years.
No, it's a while. This is a different kind. It's not
lunar
happen.
Eclipse, solar so, eclipse. Listen,
I don't care.
I'm not impressed with those things. But I think also the jet lag. I think you're freaked out because you have to pack again. For me, it's just another day at the beach, packing, unpacking.
I know you're used to it. You're a beast.
But the thing
I also have to run back out of the house. So
you have to run back out of the house. And for me, when I'm packing, my biggest goal, my packing goal, is to make sure that toiletry bag is packed with everything that I want in it.
Oh.
Every lotion.
Is that it?
Every cream.
Are you sure?
Every cleanser.
Really?
Why? What do you mean?
Because I have a problem with you because you don't have enough underwear.
That's true.
You know, you have half your underwears up in Connecticut. You have some here. But inevitably, when we're on the road, you don't have enough underwear. And I keep saying, why don't you buy some more underwear? Because you always have to do laundry, and it's like, it doesn't make sense.
I need a couple more pairs of underwear. Because I find when you're on the road, if one thing I won't do is wear the same underwear. But
I hope not.
I will wear the same T-shirt if I didn't sweat in it.
You and never wear the same T-shirt.
If I have to. Oh. If I forget. I prefer not to. I like brand new shit on every day. I'm clean.
I know.
But push come to shove, I'll wear a T-shirt if I need to. I do not. Now, I have done it because there has been times when I've been on the road and haven't been able to do the laundry and you have to wear the underwear again and I just flip them inside out. It's disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
It's nothing to be proud of.
You can wash them out in the sink.
I'm not hand washing. I'd rather flip them.
That is some nasty. There's something about you I never know. That's disgusting.
But it's rare. It's a rare occasion. But if push comes to shove, I'll flip those puppies. And
oh,
the Under Armour
no.
wear, the Under
Don't ever
Armour
tell me
wear.
That you do that.
No, the Under Armour underwear that I wear, it is, it has a wick.
Moisture wicking.
Yeah, so it doesn't absorb that much smell. I mean, listen, I'll bust through any kind of moisture wick thing they have. I'm just saying.
No, you never smell. My thing is that if I'm gone for 8 days, I'm bringing 16 pairs of an underwear. That's
me
just
too.
How I roll.
If I'm going eight days, I'm bringing like 12. 14 pairs of underwear because inevitably you might have to double up.
But that's why I say last time I was in Connecticut, you're like, can you bring me some underwear? I'm like, are you kidding me? No, I'm not. I'm not coming back and forth into the city with underwear. It's ridiculous. You want me to carry like you go? You go. Bring me 4 pairs of underwear. That's
yeah,
ridiculous. You're like a grown man, like 54 years old. I think you could afford to buy 5 more pair of underwear for your arsenal.
I need 6 extra on deck.
Okay, like you could do that. I think let's make that happen before we get on after we come back this next trip. It's going to make everybody's life easier.
All right, let's pay some bills. All right, we'll be right back. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's have a 3 or 4 episode in analysis of The Valley. Because I'm going to be honest, I didn't say it when we were watching it.
Yeah.
But aside from Jax and Kristen Doty, and I like Kristen Doty's boyfriend because he's a total snapcase. He's looking like he's going to fucking...
He looks like he's going to end up in an episode of that show Snapped. You know that show Snap where
yeah.
people... Like, he looks like he could...
He's not ready for reality TV.
He looks like he messes with firearms. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? Like,
because he told that one dude, like, yo, you're going to apologize to me. You're going to apologize to her.
Yeah.
And like, he's got
and
those.
And his face turned red. Like, he started getting red. Like, I don't know about him. He's like, he's one of those people that's really, really not nice, that talks like he's nice, you know, but deep down inside, he's plotting to like really hurt people in large groups.
But I have to say thus far, and I'm not going to give up.
No, we can't give up.
I'm not going to give up. But aside from Jackson, Kristen Doty, I'm like, who are these people?
I felt that way too. I took a few notes for us because I
do you like them?
I'm having a hard time. I think Danny and Nia, the ones with the little babies.
Yes.
I'm bored to death.
Is Danny the one who he Kristen Doty's boyfriend stepped to?
No, Danny is the
Danny's one. Oh, Danny's the ex-actor.
The actor one, and then the wife is the
right.
beauty pageant chick who went away. I just go, no, thank you. And then Jesse and Michelle, that's the one. Jesse, he's a dick.
He got a dick face.
Their marriage is doomed. He's a little prick. That guy's an asshole.
And the
so
thing
that's hard
for
to
me
watch.
Is...
You can't be an unlikable asshole.
You like, can't be an unlikable asshole in episode 4 of the show.
Right.
You can
get to being an asshole, but you can't come out the gate being a dick. Because we have a long, hopefully, time to go with you. It's not working for me at all.
And I agree. Jax is a dick, but he's our dick. He's the number...
But also, he's funny and he's
charming. He's the number one guy in the group.
He
can do
what
he can do
wrong. No, but it didn't start that. He's accidental. He's loving. The people who... Stassi was like, I hate this guy. I can't get away from him. This guy has not had one redeeming quality thus far. Okay.
I agree.
So then the other one, Janet and Jason, they might be too normal. The one that's pregnant, the girl that's pregnant, I don't see anything. That one conversation they had in the bedroom and she sat on the bed, I was like, are you kidding me? Is this on TV?
I think we need more of Brittany and Jax.
I agree.
We need some veteran.
We do.
Because Brittany's a vet. Jax and Brittany's a good dynamic. And I know they're trying to introduce other characters, but
no, and they
that
got
show needs to lean on Brittany,
that's true.
Doty, and Jax.
You know, and they have Jasmine. And Zach, the black girl who's fluid, and then the gay guy.
The residential gay guy. There's always
and the residential black chick that's fluid. And they're supposed to bring something, and they're fun, but none of these people are fun. So, like, I don't know what's happening here. And it's in the Valley. So how much fun can you have in the Valley? I don't know.
It concerns me because I was looking for that to fill a spot.
Me too. And so far, we're like, you know what happens? You know it's bad when we're watching a reality show. We both pick up our phones.
And I say
rewind it. I miss that. And I said it a lot during that. I said rewind it. I miss that a lot. So
I'm concerned. Yeah. I'm concerned because we came in with such high hopes and high expectations. But I am concerned that the rest of those people are not carrying their weight.
Yeah.
The veterans are carrying their weight. And Dodie's boyfriend, you know, I like to see what maybe, you know, if he's going to get like, you know, like maybe something might pop off with him. But other than that, I'm like, come on, man. Like, I need some action here. I need some humor, some action. Like, that party was good when they were all losers. Like, you know, it looked like 40-year-old virgin or something like that. But now that we're, like, settling into it, I need something to happen.
Maybe it looks like that last fight at the dinner table at the house opening, that party for the house.
No,
it didn't do it.
I don't know. We're going to stick with it. We're going to have to start leaning into our summer house. And is it Winter House?
Summer House is still on. We're a little behind on Summer House.
Summer House and Summer House Martha's Vineyard's coming back.
Yeah. We're going to get into that, I think.
And Jersey's coming.
Yeah. I can't. The Martha's Vineyard show is one of my favorites. So I'm looking forward to watching that. The first episode is already up, I believe.
All right. Well, we got to catch up with that. And we got to catch up with you. This is the Rappaport's reality, the reality of Rappaport's. What more can I say? Babe, listen, pack your stuff. Get yourself ready. The next time we're doing this episode, we're going to be doing it live from Los Angeles.
We need to
go to Tom Tom.
We do.
That's what the fuck we need to do.
Is it even open?
It's open on the show.
It is? Okay.
We'll on the show, it's open.
Oh, we should definitely go.
On the
Maybe
show, it's open.
We should go with Dean and Alice to Tom Tom.
We need to go to Tom Tom.
Okay. Well, let's definitely do that.
Because is it only open on the show?
Because well, the sandwich shop, Katie and
we're
going
to go there too.
We have
that
to.
That fucking sandwich shop, something about her.
Yeah. We have to go there too.
We're going there too. Anyway, Rappaport's reality. Reality Rappaport's Michael Rappaport.
Kibi Rappaport.
And we're done.
Thanks for listening, guys. Sorry for all the F words. Next week, I'm not going to cuss it. I promise. It's not ladylike. I love you, babe.
Love you, babe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.